Welcome to Question by Question with me, the Dylan's World. This week, I took to socials to ask you all, how do you deal with difficult co-workers? Because we've all been there, and if not, you will be there at some point in the future. People are difficult, and they like to make life difficult. But how do we deal with it? And how we deal with it speaks volumes on our character. When I worked in retail, I had to deal with so much difficult behavior from other people. It was just stupid. You know, I'm just out here trying to live my life and they're just out here making it hard. More on my experiences at the end of the pod, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's dive into your submissions. Some of them are really juicy and some of them are full of amazing help. Enjoy. My favorite trick, mess with the socially accepted tempo of conversations. For example, person A says something, person B would reply in a socially accepted manner and time. If your asshole colleague says something, take 3 seconds too long to reply and then drop the, what an unusual thing to say. Make the entire conversation awkward. Fill up every interaction with awkward silences. Now, do I think that this method is a little bit full-on? Yes, but do I think that sometimes this is needed? It is, because at the end of the day, you are just there trying to work and you don't have to be friends with everyone. And if someone is being an asshole to you, be an asshole back. You know, sometimes you got to fight fire with fire and sometimes you just got to give as good as you're getting, basically. Another submission reads, I was dealing with two difficult teammates who are completely crazy and they just continue to torture me. I was in the project for over a year and it led me to doubt my abilities and took the light out of me. Ignoring them wouldn't help. They would continue their behavior. I started to create boundaries. Of course, that didn't work absolutely, but they kind of backed off. And then I was rolled off the project. I moved on to a better project with a better team and did really good for myself. I think this is a really good submission because it shed light on there is always something better coming along, regardless of the shit you're going through now with certain people. Stick at it, keep your head down, and just continue showing everyone how amazing you are at the work you're doing. Because at the end of the day, good hard work pays off and is always well rewarded, whether that be karma-wise or whether that be with promotion or moving on to something better. Just stick it out. Stay strong and keep your head up. Another submission reads, you don't have to acknowledge them. When talking in a group, do not greet them in the hallway either. Just stare right ahead. Do not lend a hand or invite them to events or gatherings. They're also so aware what's going on and they don't owe you anything as much as you don't owe them anything. There were many times where I entered the room and it was just the individual and I. No greeting, utter silence for 20 minutes. They weren't budging, I wasn't budging, but my work got done while in the room and they also completed their work in utter silence. See, for me personally, looking at that and reading it, it makes me think that you're both not willing to budge at all. And of course, if they are the difficult one and they are being a total asshole, then it is deserved. But I think sometimes you need to stop holding on to so much grudges and just move on with life and make a little bit of effort here and there and make them realize that you're actually not that person that's going to put up with their bullshit, but you will also be that person that is going to move on and build that bridge. And I think a lot of people get stuck in that little routine of back and forth. They're playing tennis. They're these tennis professionals and they're just flinging their balls everywhere. And no one's ready to budge. And I think it's sad, actually, how we live our life these days, where we think that just cutting people off instantly without trying is the way forward. I don't think it is. But sometimes it needs to be done, so I totally understand that. One submission actually states, I will agree that professionalism is important, but it's also important to, in retrospect, look at yourself. Ask, how did I contribute this? Talk it over with someone who will be honest with you. It helps you make sure you are emotionally intelligent. You will learn, and that will be the jewel in your crown. What wise words. I think it's important to try and look at situations from a third person view. I think it's important to reflect on yourself and make sure, am I contributing to this and making them be more of an asshole to me? And if so, what can I do to change that whole perspective? And maybe just smooth things out a little bit and make life easier for the both of you. I think we forget that if someone's treating us like an asshole, we'll just be blunt back with them, or we'll just cut them off. And just imagine how that feels for them as well. There's no reason that we should just stop everything. We should communicate. Communication is key, and communication is a way to move forward. Also, just taking a moment to reflect on yourself and make sure, is the behavior I'm putting out there worthy of this reaction? And then you might be surprised. You might be surprised, and hell might freeze over. Some wise words incoming. Actions speak louder than words. You're not going to like or get along with everyone. Therefore, why does everyone have to like and get along with you? As long as your co-workers maintain a level of professionalism and the job gets done, move on. Life is not fair. Well, that is blunt and straight to the point, and I totally back that 80%. I think it's important to know that you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, and everyone's not going to be your cup of tea, but I think maintaining that professionalism as you go along, you need to, because if not, life's just going to be totally difficult for you and everyone around you. So just keep your head up high, get on with the work at hand, do amazing, continue to show everyone how amazing you are, and life will be easier. So one submission here says, I would get mad at them and just go off, which didn't help the situation at all. My problem was I wanted them to like it, blame myself for their actions, and put up with their shit most of the time. Finally, we both were removed from working together. I deal with another one now, though, and we've had words, but she's only 16, and I contribute her behavior to being very immature. I laugh off most of her crap and just let it go, so there won't be any tension while working together. Most of the time, though, we are picking and cutting up. I don't know why I'm always dealing with difficult people. As an outsider reading that, I kind of feel like maybe you're the kind of person that needs to look at yourself and see how you're contributing to that. Because I think if I came to someone and being a little bit of an asshole, and then they came back at me just screaming and going off, I think I'd be a bit more of a bitch to you. And I think there needs to be kind of a reflection look, shall we say, where you have to just look at yourself and see, what are you doing to make these people be a little bit bitchy around you? Because I think you may be contributing a little bit more than you dare to think. Someone said, dropkick them into a volcano. Well, that is one way to deal with it, but how are you going to get them up to the volcano in the first place? Unless you're going to kidnap them, which could be an idea. Another submission says, slash tires, walk into their side view mirrors and leave piss bottles on top of their car. Well, that is a bit extreme and I would not condone that. Also, leaving your piss there, you're leaving your DNA, it's going to be traced back to you. Like, come on, be smarter. Work harder, but be smarter. Another submission says, give them a high five with a chair to the face. Whack! Well, that is a bit extreme, and we do not condone violence here at Question by Question, so maybe skip that submission, actually, guys. Yeah. Depends on the situation. But usually I just walk away. I had a co-worker that I saw occasionally until she got fired recently, who was constantly vying for the attention of anyone and everyone. It was exhausting. I'd just straight up walk away from her and do my own thing. Then she'd call out, yeah, good talk, very loudly, pretty much every time. Probably the worst energy vampire I'd ever had the displeasure of existing around. It is very exhausting actually dealing with someone who is like that, who's constantly out there just droning on, making a scene, trying to get the attention. And it is exhausting. Just the best way to deal with those kind of people is play into it a little bit and then walk away as quick as you can. Or if you don't even want to play into it and you are bold enough just to be like, look, bye, do it. Because if you continue it on, it will get worse. And that is coming from experience for me. Dealing with people like that are the worst kind of people in the workplace. And it's not going to end well for anyone if that continues on. Another submission reads, one time, one co-worker was making rumors up about someone else and going around telling everyone that this person was talking about them. It got so bad that the manager got involved and sat everyone down and just said, what is going on? It came to light that the person that was spreading the rumors was the one making the rumors up, and she started crying in front of everyone and saying that everyone hated her. We just all kind of had awkward stares on our faces and just didn't want to interact with that at all. And the manager sat us there for an hour until everyone spoke and basically said this was what was happening. It was the worst day ever. And the person got fired for spreading rumors, spreading lies, and just being difficult. Well, that sounds like a battle of laughs and fun. Not. Imagine sitting there just doing your work, having fun, and then boom, you're all sitting down and this drama happens. Imagine that. I think the best thing to do in that situation is just speak up and be like, hey, look, this person's saying you're spreading rumors. Is that happening? And if their reaction, you can tell by people's reactions right away, if it's sincere, open, and honest, you can tell right away. And especially with the looks on people's faces, you can see who's being deceiving and who's being real. And I think if you can tell they're being real right away, you know who is the troublemaker. Another submission reads, my problem is an employee of mine, boundaryless victim who has no concept of accepting personal responsibility. She's a nightmare who makes me hate my job some days. She straight up refuses to join in conflict resolution meetings on the advice of her lawyer. I think it's funny that this person has no boundaries and they will play the victim, and that is one of the worst people you can work with and one of the worst kind of people in general. And I think the refusal to join in the conflict resolution meetings speaks volumes on the kind of person that they are, because I think it's important to know that if someone's willing to change and make changes, they're going to do their all to make life better for themselves and the people around them. But if not, then you need to avoid them. Get rid. And if you've said the person is an employee of yours, you're probably in that position to get rid of them. And I think just sit down and have that meeting and be like, look, you're gone. Bye. Another reads, going through this now. I basically interact with them via work, meaning any interaction has to be with work. Other than that, I don't say a word, I don't get involved in gossip, and I mind my own damn business, and that's about it. Okay, that's straight up and straight to the point. I like it. What I will say is you need to do that sometimes. If someone is being a gossip or just being full-on difficult, ignoring them is the best possible thing you can do, and just avoiding them if you can at any point is the best way forward. What I will say is most of these people are not saying that they're escalating any issues. What I would do if I were you guys dealing with a difficult person is just go to your manager, supervisor, whoever's in charge, the business owner, and just say, hey, look, heads up, red flags, run. This person should not be working with us. This person is making life difficult. And just see what their reaction is. And if they're supportive and know about it already, they're going to get rid. And then if they don't know about it, at least now they do. And then if something does happen, you can be like, well, look, I told you so. I think the best thing to do is just go ahead and mention it all, get it all out there, and even put it in writing just to back you up. So if something does happen, you can fall back on that and say, hey, look, I'm right. You're wrong, and there's nothing you could do about it. So for me personally, going through this, I think retail is such a bitchy, over the top, over dramatics, you know, the works, everything. Dealing with people in retail, coworker-wise, is one of the worst things ever. People seem to get a stick up their ass and feel like they are elite and above you. And it's just not the way I live my life. I like to have fun. I just like to live life in harmony. But a lot of people don't. And it's quite evident. I think you kind of get to know someone pretty quick and you can read their behavior pretty quickly. I think when you first start a job and you're sold this dream, and then you get there and it's just like someone being an absolute devil to everyone, I think you probably know by being sold that dream that something isn't right. Every situation does need to be handled differently, but for me, my top tips would be what's already been mentioned is just avoid that person as much as you can. Only deal with them when it comes to work. Do not invite them to anything personal and just don't share anything with them. At the end of the day, they're choosing their bad to be a difficult person and they can lay in it as far as we care because at the end of the day, we're out here trying to live our life thriving and they're trying to bring us down. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Also, if someone is making your life really difficult at work, just say to them, hey, look, stick to your lane. Get out my lane, stick to your own. Just be bold. I think a lot of people do shy away a lot from confrontation, and it's easier said than done to say, hey, just go up to someone and be like, you, no, not today, Satan. It will show that person that you will not be dealing with their bullshit, and you are brave enough to speak up for yourself. Also, if you're dealing with any bullies at work, just straight up, nip that in the bud. Report it to your superiors. And also, if someone is bullying someone else, get involved and shut it down as quick as possible because we do not stand for bullying in this workplaces. Okay? Okay. As someone who works on yachts, it is a totally different lifestyle and culture when it comes to yachting. So for us, we live together, we work together in very close quarters. And I think you need to be switched on physically, mentally, and emotionally to be working on yachts. And there's a lot of people in the industry that aren't. And there's so much stories I could tell you, and I really can't, and I really shouldn't, but I really want to. And I feel like there's a few people that, I've came across bipolar people, I've came across gossips. Gossiping is, harmless to a certain point. But when it becomes something that's constant bombardment, it's just like shut it down, Shut it down. And just dealing with people that are full on all about themselves, that is something you come across a lot in yachting. And people will just be straight up like, it's all about me, 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 me. Every conversation turns to them, every interaction, all about them. And it's just like tiring and these people just need to grow up a little bit and realize the world does not revolve around them. And just to open yourself up a little bit more and get to know other people. It's fun getting to know people. And I feel like if you're someone going through an issue at the moment, dealing with a difficult coworker, sit them down and be like, hey, what's the issue? Because I think nipping it in the bud quicker makes life a lot more harmonious for everyone. And then if that falls back into the pattern of them becoming difficult again, you can go to your superiors and say, hey, look, I tried on my own back. Now it's your turn and give them the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel is what we say. I think it's important to remember just to stay true to yourself. Don't rise to the bullshit, but if you have to, do it in a more smart way where nothing's going to fall back on you and you're going to be in more trouble than what you would be in general. What a very interesting topic. Well, that is all the submissions I've received this week, which is really cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to submit your little submissions. You can head to thedillonsworld.com to find out all the information of where you can leave your submissions for me. Follow my socials to find out all of the information about what episode is coming next. I will try and keep it topic themed every week. This has been Question by Question with me, the Dylan's World, where we covered how to deal with difficult co-workers. Thank you for listening.